This is the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Ray Foley filling in for one more morning, and then we are into the fabulous, brand spanking new, sparkly new long weekend. We just get through the next few hours and three sweet, sweet days off. Unless, of course, and I know this happens every time we mention a long weekend, people text and go, well, I'm working this weekend, or I'm working shift, or I'm working retail, or I'm working in a hospital. And to you, I say, thoughts and prayers. And fingers crossed, you win the cash machine later on. By the way, there's going to be a guaranteed winner this afternoon on that. Coming up this hour, we've got Years and Years, Kelly Rowland, and let's start your Friday morning with George Ezra.
Playing the music you love.
Kelly Rowland and Work. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good morning. It's Friday. It's the 3rd of February. And it's Ray Foley on with you for one more day. And this day in history, in 1959, this is the day the music died. Couldn't you tell? We just played George Ezra for the millionth time. No, this is the anniversary of the death of Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper. They were in the plane crash on this day in 1959, immortalized by Don McLean.
The day the music died.
Don't mention the Madonna version.
We started singing, bye, bye, Mr. American Pie. Drove the Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
And I think we leave it there, Madge. My apologies. It's Warwick Davis's birthday today. The actor is 53 years old, born in 1970. He played a few different characters in the Harry Potter series of movies. He was in Star Wars as well, Life's Too Short with Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant, and Willow. Do you remember Willow, the Val Kilmer fantasy action adventure? He was in that. They rebooted it recently as a TV show on Disney Plus. And finally, another birthday, 48 years old today, born in 1975. It's Mrs. George Clooney. That's correct, Amal Clooney. She attended the Golden Globes in 2015 with George, and the hosts were Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, who had this to say.
George Clooney married Amal Alamuddin this year. Amal is a human rights lawyer who worked on the Enron case, was an advisor to Kofi Annan regarding Syria, and was selected for a three-person UN commission investigating rules of war violations in the Gaza Strip. So tonight, her husband is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Years and Years, this is Starstruck on Today FM. Taylor Swift and Anti-Hero, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. 19 minutes past 6 o'clock. Anti-Hero and it's Uncle Ray on the radio. Actually, Uncle Ian's back on Tuesday, yeah, he's a long way famous. Hello there, I'm Ray, there's JP.
Morning.
Sean is minding us.
Hi.
Hey. We all good?
Yeah, pretty good.
Flying.
The gang's all here.
Whee!
This is glorious, isn't it?
Isn't it good?
Isn't this nice? Isn't this a lovely feeling? Nerve-wracking, sleep-deprived, filling the biggest boots on Irish radio for 5 days.
Size 15.
Is he size
15? Yeah, yeah, huge.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like Krusty the Clown levels. The clown-sized shoes of Irish radio. Ian Dempsey's shoes. Didn't Ian used to wear those,
MBTs.
Oh, we talked about this before.
What?
Do you know the shoes that could give, kind of give you a bum lift?
Yes, the ones that are kind of bouncy.
Yeah, he used to, years ago, I don't know, he doesn't still wear them. I haven't noticed that he still wears them.
Yeah, have you noticed his bum?
He's got a great bottom. Years ago, I don't know, was he sent them or did he buy them for himself? But I remember him wearing them. I'm talking like 15 years ago,
okay.
20 years ago. And any time I've ever seen those shoes, I always think of Ian Dempsey.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Wherever I've been ever since. Like, I'd seen them on the internet, I'd seen them in a shop. You get the curved shoes.
I know the ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always think of Ian. Where is he? Is he on holiday? Where is he on holiday?
He is in Boston.
In Boston?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I saw a thing. Where was the thing I saw? Hang on. It was on Instagram. Someone tagged me this morning. Please hold. You don't mind waiting?
No, it's fine.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There's
not
the hurry. There's no hurry.
Yeah, no.
This is Ian on his Instagram last night. He got a text message from someone saying, "Hi there, I believe you walked out without paying your bill. Please return to the restaurant immediately to pay this." Could you imagine? This is an American thing.
What a cheek of these guys.
These are the Americans, though, because they chase you as well if you don't leave enough of a tip. Have you heard those stories?
No.
If you don't leave, if you're in America, and you know that you need to always leave a tip.
Absolutely, yeah.
Fuming. Rather than it being built into the bill, if you don't leave what they feel is enough of a tip, they'll follow you out of the restaurant and
cheeky.
Go,
cheeky!
Excuse me, was there something wrong with the service?
It's a classic Dempsey move, though. He's been dining out for free in Ireland for yonks.
This is it.
He doesn't expect to pay.
He hasn't paid for a dinner since he did breakfast on 2FM. He hasn't paid for a dinner since he got half-price subsidy in the RTE canteen.
He's over there in Boston dropping off shower radios left, right and centre. There you go. That's for you. No charge for that. Enjoy.
Don't worry about that.
It's already pre-tuned.
We'll get you on waffle on Tuesday morning. Anyway, the restaurant texted him then shortly thereafter and said, please disregard this last message. We're so sorry about that. Have a good night! Exclamation mark. So we got away with that one anyway. Fair play. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever walked out of a restaurant without paying?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
By accident or intentionally?
Absolutely, completely by accident.
Where was it?
Edinburgh.
Oh, right.
And we were watching the rugby match, and myself and my best friend, we ordered food. Now, we also had drinks, and that was, I think, the downfall. And then we left to go to the next place, and we went...
We never paid.
Oh, my God, we never paid. But me, being me, I was like, oh, God. I rang the restaurant the next day. They were not happy. I thought they were going to be delighted with me. Look at you, good soul.
Thank you so much for coming back
to us.
They were
like, yeah, we know you didn't pay. We have your receipt behind the till. I was like, okay.
Well, I'm ringing out to sort it out. That's your snack, please.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, and you were great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Happened to me in Cork when I was on breakfast in Red FM in Cork. And I think I'd probably been out the night before, okay? And I did the breakfast show, finished at 9 o'clock, and I had a goo on me. You know, you wake up with a goo, you know, from the night before. And particularly working this shift, working early mornings. You spend, if you're hungover, right, you'll spend the entire breakfast shift just like only thinking about what's going in you after nine. Right. And for me, all I wanted was curry chips, even at 9 o'clock in the morning.
This is the airport time zone, the breakfast show.
Yeah,
it doesn't count.
So as soon as the show is over, I get in the car and I drive over to, it's just around the corner from the radio station, Supermax, in a filling station on the Bandon Road. It's next to the Big Duns, if you know Cork. And went in there, pulled into the, and it's a Supermax in a garage, is it Circle K or whatever it is?
Lovely, yeah.
So I pulled in, filled the car, went in, queued at the Supermax, ordered myself a large tray of curry chips and a chicken fillet burger and a Coke, walked out, got back in the car, drove away. And then the next morning, paid for the dinner, the food at the Supermax. The next morning on the radio, the garage, the Circle K rang and said, God. Hiya, Ray, we listened to your radio show. You never paid for the full tank of diesel. You put it in the car.
Oh my God.
We're calling the guards. Embarrassing, but anyway, it was all sorted in the end.
JFM.
All the latest and breaking news. Turn on push notifications on your OTB Sports app now.
Philip, thank you indeed. Let's do your A to Z Friday morning. Oh, it's a good one this morning, actually. Oh, yeah.
How do you know?
Oh, yeah, because it's M. No, one second. Okay. I'm sorry. I put the horse before the car.
That's
the car
an illegal spin, right?
Put the horse before the cart.
Oh,
did it arse ways. Oh, no, hang on. Hang on a second. No, it's not. Guys!
Wow.
It's M.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. I'm psychic.
Wow.
It was the perfectly weighted spin.
There it is. I'm psychic. I'm psychotic.
For sure.
Do you want your M songs?
Yes.
Let's do it.
My life would suck without you.
Kelly Clarkson. Foo Fighters.
Get your votes in now, please, on text.
One more indecent accident. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of
my Mambo number 5. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Rita's what I see. A dude or two fall in love with a girl like you. So what's it going to be this morning, Ireland? Is it Kelly Clarkson? My life would suck without you. Foo Fighters and Monkey Range. Big Mambo number 5. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica. Now we're looking for your text, votes, WhatsApps, hellos. Howie is 0874 100102. Your choice on the A to Z coming up this morning, right here on Today FM. Jiggy Jai Jai. Today FM, playing the music you love. Hello there. Ray Foley on. 6:42. Ian's back on Tuesday, thank God, and it's a long weekend. Good news keeps on coming in. Right, text this morning, 0874 100 102. This is not paying your bills. Ian Dempsey has been he's been locked up in a drunk tank in Boston for the last 12 hours for not paying his bill in a Boston restaurant. This is a scandal. If anyone wants to pick up on the story, by the way, any showbiz reporters listening this morning, you want to get in touch with us, Ian Dempsey, beloved breakfast jock, sensationally slammed up, locked up in the slammer in Boston. You can check out his Instagram this morning and see the details there. He ran. He was spotted running.
Disgraceful.
He had to be tased.
Wow, okay, yeah.
Several police officers had tased him. And he was still very convivial and jovial throughout.
Yeah.
In his trademark style. Hey, breakfast shop. So this is I was telling the story that I went to a Circle K that had a Supermax attached, paid for my Supermax, but didn't pay the €85 for the tank of diesel. And then they pursued me via the radio station I was working in.
And rightly so.
And rightly so. But they were lovely about it, because it seemed that it happens all the time. That, like, people go in, they fill the car, go in, buy the Supermax, and you're only thinking about your food.
Of course you are.
You're only thinking about your belly. Get that burger in me. So loads of people leave without paying. Anyway, they tracked me down through the radio station. They knew who I was. And, of course, I paid the bill, and they were lovely about it. Jill's texted. She said, "Hey, breakfast show people, I once walked out of a Dunn's with a massive rolled up duvet under my arm. It was only when I was 50 yards down the street I twigged the huge unpaid for item under my arm." Mortified for Jill. Ray, at least you didn't have the guards ringing you because you forgot to pay for a jerry can. A jerry can? No lie. It was only €5 of petrol from Carol. So what, you filled up the jerry or the can of petrol and walked off, Carol? Left. But how did they track you down?
Well, there's CCTV cameras all over the place.
How did they get your number?
What?
How did they get your number?
This is what I'm thinking, yeah. Unless it was in the car. You see, if you took it out of the car, they might have your reg. Yeah. And then the garage needs to pursue you then via the guards. But again, I imagine the guards are pretty cool about it. It's like, oh, that's fair enough. Like, if you're a repeat offender, then we've got an issue. We need to actually jail you or take you to court, put you before a judge. But if it's a reasonable mistake, then surely it's fine.
Fun fact, it's called bilking.
Sorry, what?
Non-payment for petrol is called bilking.
Bill King.
Bill King.
Named after William King.
Yeah.
A famous fuel and diesel smuggler. Who loved Supermax in the 1840s.
Wow, so you knew the story already.
Okay. And Sean Nevin texted. He said, "I'm paranoid about that stuff. Every time I'm near a shop exit and the alarm goes off, I always freeze. Like the security guards have trained their guns on me." From Sean. "That happened to me in Lidl the other day. And I was walking out and it started beeping. I was like, I know I
it's
didn't.
Not me.
I
it's
know
me.
It's. Because
hands
I,
up in the air.
I didn't. But I had just done that thing of not buying anything and leaving and walking through. Because Lidl force you to walk through the queue section.
Look suspicious.
So I look suspicious already. And the next thing it starts beeping. I'm like, oh, here we go. I'm going to be locked up alongside Ian Dempsey in a drunk tank in Boston. Guys, your options this morning on your A to Z. Well, you've got your Foo Fighters there. Monkey Wrench. And we've also got, was in Kelly Clark. My life would suck without you. and Mambo Number 5 from Lo Big. A little bit of Monica in my life. Your votes this morning, 0874-100-102. Paul's over there. Paul?
Ray, come on. Gotta be Monkey Wrench. Friday morning, let's get everybody bopping.
We'll see.
From Paul and Kilkenny.
Cheers, Paulie.
Love the show. Hey.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. With
A2Z for a Friday morning, the 3rd of February. Kelly Clarkson, it's M, by the way, M, from My Life Would Suck Without You. Monkey Wrench from the Foo Fighters. Mambo Number 5 from Lubega. I'm handed over now to JP this morning for your Friday. And he's tabulating. Tabulating?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
He's tabulating he's frantically tabulating this morning.
That's what I've been doing over the corner of the last few minutes.
Jeez, he is frantic. He's building up a sweat there.
Anyway, Ray, you knew it wasn't going to be a fair fight. So Lou and Kelly, they're over there in the corner sulking.
Are you joking?
Of course, it is Monkey Wrench. Oh.
I don't know, I just want to say thanks a million for voting for this. I really needed this this morning. Foo Fighters and Monkey Wrench, turn it up. This is Today F. M. What are we done with innocence? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, give it up for Susan Stanley this morning. Stanbusters. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, Susan. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. I love to wake up to a round of applause in the morning.
Well, in that case, babe, Susan Stanley. Get up out of that. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. I am actually standing in the queue ready to go through to the airport.
Oh, are you?
A group of staff from Midland Maintenance in Athlone.
Where are you going?
We're heading off to Prague for the couple of days.
For what? What are you doing in Prague?
Just for the crack. You know yourself now.
With work?
Yeah.
Oh, I could never do that because I hate everyone in work.
Absolutely.
Oh, so do I.
But, you know, like, hating your work colleagues or going to Prague, I'd be like, yeah, I'd still go to Prague with Dermot and Dave. You know? So what do you, is it a work thing or what? Is it just a socialising thing?
Just a socialising thing.
Oh, fabulous. Off to Prague for the long weekend. Lovely.
Yeah, we picked the right weekend for it as well, so it was brilliant.
Absolutely. How many are you going?
There's 12 of us.
12? That's a big crowd.
Yeah.
Have you booked all the restaurants and, you know, have you planned everything out? Do you have an itinerary?
We do have a little one, but not too much. It's just kind of see how things go, see where we end up.
Apparently.
See who's going to feed us, but that's kind of it.
Yeah. Wing it. The beer the beer is lovely in Prague.
And it's cheap, right?
And very affordable. Okay.
Very economical, yeah.
Well, that gets.
The electric bike ride around the city is fantastic. It'll take you up the hills, then you get an amazing view. Honestly,
Catherine Thomas,
honestly, it's really do the cruise on the river and the electric bike ride. You can thank me later.
It's like Tommy Bow.
Hey,
I'm Tommy Bow over here in Prague.
It's always saying like I'm smiling.
We'll check it out, Susan. Be sure to give it a go. Have a wonderful time.
We will do our best.
And are you rugby fans? Will you be watching the rugby over there? Then?
Absolutely, yeah, we will. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, definitely.
We'll be able to tell that with 12 Irish people screaming
in a
Prague bar enjoying their cheap Prague beers. Right,
exactly.
Well, great. A perfect song selection for the long weekend ahead of us. I'll hand over to you, Susan. I've got a shower radio for you. That's all yours. And in your own time, Susan Stanley, take it away.
Thanks, Ryan. Good morning, Ireland. Thanks very much to all the crew who are staying behind to look after Millmount for us. And you can hit that button, Ray.
Yeah, great shirt, Susan. Have a lovely time, madam. Travel safe.
Bye.
Well, she's done. She's gone through security already. She's gone straight through. When you get your moment, you got to take it. It's the weekend. It sure is. Today FM. Oh, would you be jealous going off to Prague this morning? Oh, I'd love that. With Matt Cooper. sat in front of Pamela Joyce and she'd be kicking the seat behind you the entire time.
She would, yeah.
Oh, it'd be like, oh, but I get to go to Prague with work. Do you know, there's a trade-off.
Yeah.
Today FM playing the music you love. The weekend. and Blinding Lights. It's 11, nearly 12 minutes past 7 o'clock for your Friday morning. Let's have a look at the front page. It's Friday the 3rd of February, and the Irish Examiner has that photograph. 25 years on, finally an inquiry into the Omagh bombing. Do you remember the scenes and the photographs that were for weeks, for even for months and years after the Omagh bombing? One of those moments that you remember exactly where you were, like when the planes went into the Twin Towers and other tragedies. You remember exactly where you were when it happened. And there's going to be an inquiry conducted into August 15th, 1998 in Omagh. Judge orders anti-drug, this is the Examiner by the way, judge orders anti-drug signs to be placed for Kinsale Sevens. The organisers of the annual Kinsale Rugby Sevens tournament have been ordered by a judge to place special signs at the rugby grounds and in the town of Kinsale to remind people of the consequences of being caught with drugs following a spate of prosecutions for cocaine possession at previous events. We're going to put up signs around for the tournament. The Irish Times has lending a hand. Leinster Schools Cup match. Luca Jennings of St Mary's College helps his injured teammate Gavin Foley, no relation, during their Leinster Schools Senior Cup first round match against Wesley College in Donnybrook yesterday. The Irish Times also has man charged with the murder of pregnant woman. A 32-year-old man has been remanded in custody charged with the murder of Natalie McNally in Lurgan in County Armagh in December. That story on most of the other front pages. Then the Star, Natalie murder suspect at her vigil. Accused secretly recorded Natalie family, says the Irish Daily Mirror this morning, and Natalie rap lad in fake vid alibi. Katie Taylor making the front page of the Irish Independent. How €500,000 security bill dashed hopes of Katie's Croke Park homecoming. They're saying that was the bill or the amount that put it over the estimates, and they're saying it's just far too expensive to have it in Croke Park, and we're still awaiting the potential. JP is convinced that Queen Bee will be making an appearance at Croker.
I think it's all going to line up dates-wise, yeah.
And the Irish Daily Star this morning has Thierry John's Irish Pride. He's also in the front of the Mirror. Leiden, I want your votes. Euro song tonight on the Late Late Show. Johnny Rotten. Here's Johnny, says the Irish Sun. Johnny Rotten competing to represent Ireland in Eurovision. He'll be on the Late Late Show tonight if you're a Johnny Rotten fan. And there'll be a bunch of others as well, I guess.
Wild Youth are in there as well, yeah.
Are they?
They are, yeah.
That's good. Anyone else?
Loads of others.
Yes, Ray. Google it.
Yes, Ray. Others. Ryan Tubridy is going to be representing Ireland in the Late Late in the Eurovision this year. Right, Jason Derulios, this is The Other Side. You're on today, FM. In the beginning. Jason Derulo on The Other Side, Today FM, playing the music you love, 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. It's Friday, and Ray Foley's my name on for Ian for one more morning. Come on, we're getting there, we're nearly there, come on. In Gift Grub this morning, actually, it's the Late Late Show, Eurovision show tonight. The country picks its entry in Eurovision from a short list of six songs.
Okay, six.
So one of them's going to be Johnny Rotten.
Yeah.
The other one's going to be Wild Youth.
Yeah.
And there are four others.
Dot, dot, dot.
Good luck to them. And given that we haven't won Eurovision since 1996, why have we done so badly in the competition? Well, Miriam O'Callaghan is on the case.
Good evening and welcome to Primetime. Well, look, it's been 25 years since Ireland last won the Eurovision, and this week we choose yet another entrant. But what's gone wrong for Ireland at the Eurovision? Joining me is one of Eurovision's biggest fans, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. Leo?
Hi, Miriam, how are you?
Taoiseach, we really have lost it when it comes to the Eurovision, haven't we?
Miriam, we need to find a solution to this problem, and this government is committed not only to Europe, but also to Eurovision.
What has gone wrong for Ireland at Eurovision, Leo?
Well, Miriam, I think we have to go back to when we were great and what made us great in the first place.
And what's that?
I remember 92, Linda Martin all dressed in blue, and we sang Why Me.
Oh, I remember, I sang that as well.
Along the avenue.
Oh, great memories.
Johnny Logan 1 and Dana 2.
That's right.
Charlie and Paul sang Blue Suede Shoes, but we never knew what life held in store. We thought that we would win the Eurovision forevermore.
Oh my God.
Big mistake.
Yeah, you can say that again.
We were the rock and roll kids when Eurovision was all we did. Listening to Marty Whelan on the TV show.
Oh, I love Marty, the moustache.
We'd sing the songs they'd get behind. You know we won it 7 times. Now we never win the Eurovision anymore.
Okay, well, look, Leo Varadkar, yeah. What has gone wrong for Ireland in the past?
Miriam. Now, Dustin the Turkey, even he'll admit that he kind of made a balls of it. It was never really...
No.
Yeah. Gonna be a hit. Then we had Jedward. Yeah, they were nice. But did we really have to send them twice? Hard to understand.
Yeah.
We sent Dervish then.
Oh my God, I remember that.
How I wish we could find those Eurovision wins again.
Why don't you enter, Leo?
We were the rock and roll kids when Eurovision was all we did. Listening to Marty Whelan on the TV show.
You know Marty and the Baileys?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
All the time.
We'd sing the songs they'd get behind. You know we won it 7 times. Now we never win the Eurovision anymore.
Oh, finish me off, Leo.
We'd sing the songs they'd get behind. You know we won it 7 times. Now we never win the Eurovision.
Oh, can I join in for this last bit?
Yeah, we never win the Eurovision anymore.
Oh, God. Well, maybe this time.
Gift Grub.
More at 8:10. On the...
Spiller, Sophia, Spexor, and Groove Jet. Today, FM and music you love. Hello! Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. It's 23 minutes to 8 o'clock. Ray here, JP's there, and Sean is there.
Hello.
Is everyone okay today? I can't, there's an energy, isn't there? There's an energy.
There's a vibe.
There's a vibe, there's an energy.
A vibe of what? It's a Friday before a long weekend.
Don't be coming at me now. You see, that's the vibe I'm talking about.
You kick this off,
it's
Ray.
It's just aggressive and
nasty. You're stirring the pot.
Ian Dempsey can't come back a minute too soon. Not a nanosecond too soon. Although there's going to be issues now, isn't there, with the visa coming through security or coming through...
Now that he has a record.
Coming through immigration. Yeah. They're never going to let him into America again.
He doesn't what are we
pay,
gonna do?
He doesn't pay his restaurant bills.
He doesn't.
We're going to do waffle?
Yeah.
Who have we got?
Adam.
Adam, hello, good morning.
Come on.
Give it up for Adam, everybody.
Fingers. Where in the world are you, sir?
In Carlo.
Carlo, okay. And what are you up to today?
I'm working Carney's, but it meets in Carlo.
Carney's?
Yeah.
Hi to everyone in Carney's then. Are you single?
No.
Go on then. Tell us the, give us the gory details.
Well, currently I'm with my girlfriend a year and a half. Yeah.
Okay. What's her name?
Molly Comfort.
Molly. Molly's a pretty name.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Molly is a pretty name. Yeah. What does Molly do?
He's an apprentice with the ESP.
With the ESP, shout out. Lots of love to Molly then this morning as well. Right, €1,000 for your long weekend, sir. You can treat Molly to a lovely romantic date. Or not, just don't tell her about it. Just, if you win the €1,000, just pocket the grand.
Go on the bear.
Do you have any plans for the weekend?
Not all that, no.
Okay, just taking it easy. What time are you working till?
Hopefully
2 o'clock. 2 or 3, okay. All right, then, let me go get my bits. I got to get the dings. Ian's... Do you know how to play waffle, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Great. That's one of us, anyway. All right, then, let me... Got the dings. Yeah, the dings are there. Hang on. Oh, there they are. Okay. You ready, sir?
Ready.
All right, then, without further ado, for Friday morning the 3rd...
Today's waffle topic is...
Mr. Johnny Logan. Johnny Logan, go.
Jesus. Your vision.
Yeah.
Ireland.
What's another year? Correct. Come on.
Singer?
No.
Musician?
He wrote a song for Linda Martin.
Linda Martin?
Yeah, Linda Martin. It starts with Y and ends with me.
Why me?
Yes!
Why me?
Put that guy on the phone! Is that it? That's it!
Ah.
Who's that in the background?
Jody.
Who, Jody? Jody, you are an absolute legend. Jody, we need you to play on Tuesday, all right?
Give him a call, so.
What?
Call him, so.
Call him, so. Yeah, we'll call him. Come here, let's go through these. So Johnny Logan was your waffle this morning. Here we go. Eurovision. What's another year? And why me? So I'm feeling this one. So that's three. Mm-hmm. We missed out on two. It was Hold Me Now.
Great song.
A great Johnny Logan song. And Germany. He's big in Germany. So we're looking for that as well. Sorry, what, Johnny?
Hey, give me something.
Pipe down there. I'm trying to do a radio show.
Give you a piece of your...
For this, pipe down.
What are you doing?
Boys, thanks so much for coming on. We'll give you a goodie bag. Save him a goodie bag.
Yeah.
Cheers, have a lovely weekend.
Thank you.
Adios.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show with the all-new Dacia Jogger.
Girls Without Jump, this is Today FM and the music you love. Ireland, a very good afternoon. Afternoon, it's morning. 12 minutes to 8 o'clock. This is the best bit of the song. Shauna.
Hey.
Do you want to do showbiz?
Let's do it.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Sky. Watch reality TV and sports on Discovery Plus. Available on Sky at no extra cost. Terms apply.
Today FM.
It's okay, we're nearly there.
We're nearly there. We're so close.
Long weekend.
Oh yeah.
Long weekend, baby. Shauna Showbiz, everyone.
Hey.
Shauna Showbizy.
Will I clap for myself?
No, please don't do that.
Okay.
What have you got for us this morning?
Well, Ray, there had been a bit of a chat last year about a potential Desperate Housewives reboot.
Do it in the voice of
I can't.
The Desperate Housewives voiceover.
There had been a bit of a chat. I don't even remember.
The cast of Desperate Housewives were busy preparing for a reboot of the program until... A spanner was thrown in the
Very
works.
Good.
Did we know what that spanner was?
Yeah, so it's Terry Hatcher.
Terry
Hatcher.
Well,
ultimate spanner, yeah.
This has been well documented, yeah. Her credentials in that regard, Jim.
Yeah, so at the time, Eva Longoria, who was in the show as Gabrielle Solis, mm-hmm. she was all over it. She was like, I'm there, sign me up. Unfortunately, Terry has put paid to that this week. She was asked about the potential reunion and she said no. She didn't think it was a runner. They had their journey. They had amazing fans, but let's leave it there. You know, I think the passage of time has not improved relations. Apparently at the time there was kind of war between the cast.
I've read about the various feuds between them when they were filming it at the time. And most of them didn't get it. They were centred around Terry Hatcher most.
Exactly.
Which was surprising. Yeah. Could they? Here's a suggestion, just an idea, because Eva Longoria seems great crack.
She's, yeah.
Could they build one around her? Just around her and the
Kill
others.
Off Terry Hatcher's character.
Yeah. I mean, she was fiery. She was good crack. I'd watch that.
Yeah, or even just a spin-off. It wouldn't be a bad idea. Anyway, Terry, if it does happen, Terry Hatcher, not involved. Not and werewolves this morning as well.
Yeah, werewolves. So Taylor Lautner, who was obviously the star of the Twilight movies.
The Twilight movies.
I'd watch that.
I was waiting for that.
Taylor Lautner in the Jacks.
Yeah, so he has Topless. Talked about how the physical transformation that he undertook to play the role of the werewolf, it took its toll on him. So at the time, he had to go to the gym multiple times a day to achieve the 8-pack that he had for those movies. Yeah. It was ridiculous. Obviously,
JP knows all about it.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a 10-pack himself. He knows. Yeah, he knows what it's like. It's very hard to maintain. Yeah. So unfortunately for Taylor, when he stopped filming Twilight, he obviously went back to normal body man because he didn't want to be in the gym four times a day. At the time, the press then would take pictures of him and say he had totally let himself go. And he said it really affected him.
All right. So he's still got a bit of a hang up about how he looks.
Yeah, but he was only 20 at the time.
I'm dying now for the day that Chris Hemsworth lets it all go.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd be like... I'm just waiting. Yeah. I'm waiting. I'm primed on Twitter. I'm just ready to go.
Ready to take him down a peg or two.
Who was the bully in the Simpsons? Was it Nelson in the Simpsons? Yeah. Just me on Twitter. with the memes. And while we're at it, Captain America as well, Chris Evans, get out. Lewis Capaldi on Today FM.
I'll bring a coffee in the morning.
Mark Hogan, Today FM Travel.
I was mentioning I'm looking forward to the day Chris Hemsworth lets himself go. Because... for as long as I know he's out there looking beautiful, I'll never go to the gym. I'll never, right. Yeah.
Why bother?
Why? Yeah. When it's a mental block. It's like when perfection already exists, there's no point in me even trying, you know.
Okay.
I'm not going near a barbell.
Yeah.
Manuel texted, he said, Ray, a preview of Hemsworth letting himself go is Fat Thor, my favourite character in Marvel. Of course, that was in was it in Ragnarok or
Endgame?
It was in Endgame. He'd let himself go in that. He was drinking loads of beers. The thing is, though, that was even more upsetting, Manuel, because he was wearing a fat suit. Very stressing. He says, love the show. Hey, cheers, Manuel. All right, we're playing Coldplay for you next. 8 o'clock Friday morning. Coldplay, Adventure of a Lifetime on Today FM. Shauna, can I get a woohoo?
Woohoo!
How's that? Bit pitchy for me, that one.
Was I supposed to go like...
Have you prepared another one?
Woohoo!
Oh, that's better. 9 minutes, nearly 8:10 for a Friday morning. Here comes the long weekend. A glorious long weekend ahead of us. And a classic gift grub for you this morning. We're dipping into the archives, and it's everyone's favourite courts correspondent, Frank Graney. Appearing on The Last Word, actually. Have a listen.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today FM.
Right, let's go to our courts correspondent, Frank Greeny. Hi, Frank.
Yes, good evening, Matt.
This is a highly unusual case to come before the courts, Frank.
That's right, Matt. This case contains quite a lot of graphic detail, so some listeners might want to turn off.
No, nobody's turning off the radio, Frank. Get on with it. Get on with it. Come on, go, 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 go.
But Matt...
No, I take my chances, Frank, OK? Now, tell us about the defendant, please, if you don't mind.
Frank, OK, Matt, the defendant is a 37-year-old Caucasian female identified as Catherine Perry, known to her friends and followers as Katie.
What is Katie Perry accused of?
Well, this concerns a number of incidents which Miss Perry says took place last Friday night.
What were the nature of the incidents, Frank Greeny?
Well, Miss Perry spoke directly to the court, Matt, saying, and I quote, "Last Friday night, yeah, we danced on tabletops. We took too many shots. I think we kissed, but I forgot."
What else did Miss Perry do, Frank?
She said, "Last Friday night, yeah, we maxed our credit cards.
Financial irregularity.
We got kicked out of the bar.
Aggravated burglary.
And we hit the boulevard.
Loitering with intent, right? But this wasn't all, Frank, was it? This wasn't..."
No, Matt. What happened next, some listeners might find deeply...
Now you forget the listeners, Frank, will you? Just spit it out. This is great stuff.
She said, "Last Friday night, we went streaking in the park."
Oh, God, indecent exposure. Yeah.
"Skinny dipping in the dark."
Oh.
"Then had a menage a trois."
Right, so there were accomplices. Is that what you're saying, Frank?
Yes, Matt. Police investigated the crime scene at Catherine Perry's residence, where they found pink flamingos in the pool and a DJ passed out in the yard.
Carnage. Did Catherine Perry remember the events at all, Frank?
Again, Matt, she told the judge, "Judge, it's a blacked out blur, but I'm pretty sure it ruled. Damn."
So little or no remorse then. Had she ever come to the attention of the authorities before, Frank?
Yes, Matt. Miss Perry was last in front of the courts in 2008 when she declared to the court, "I kissed a girl and I liked it."
Yeah, there was no conviction.
No, Matt. But the judge had been particularly interested in the details of this particular case.
Frank Greeny, what was the judge's verdict?
Matt, the judge ruled that Catherine Perry was free to go with a caution. And asking her, was she sorry for the events of last Friday night, Miss Perry simply replied, "Next Friday night, we're going to do it all again."
Oh my God. Can you imagine what her head'll be like on Saturday?
Like a diseased budgie, Matt.
No need for colour there, Frank Greeny. Just furnish us with the facts, thanks very much. Right, next up, we'll have Dee Malumbi on this week's Films. If someone told me that the world
the music plays, man, it's Justin Timberlake. I'm never gonna not dance again. Can't stop the feeling. Never Gonna Not Dance Again. You're on Today FM playing the music you love. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. And we were talking earlier on about Ian being banged up abroad. This is Ian Dempsey. He's over in America in Boston. And the restaurant that he was in, he put this up on his Instagram. The restaurant that Ian was in having his dinner, they texted him and said, "Hey, you left without paying your bill." Now, they did follow up in fairness and say, "Our mistake. Sorry about that. Have a lovely evening." We were talking about instances where you've left without paying the bill. I was at a Circle K or a filling station in Cork and went in, bought a Supermax, which is also in the garage, and left without paying the €85 for my diesel bill. They had to chase me down in the radio station the next day. My mother goes to a shop every Friday. This is Orla. She says, my mother goes to a shop every Friday for two telly bingo tickets and petrol. Next day, she was at home working in the garden and a gardener walks up to her and she joked, "Oh, you finally caught me?" When the gardener told her that she left the shop without paying the day before, she was mortified. I think the gardener felt sorry for her from Orla. Well, that's it. There needs to be a certain amount of leeway, doesn't there? Eddie says, I went to one of those prepay petrol stations, paid for my fuel, went out to the car and drove off without paying for the, but without putting the fuel in the car from Eddie. That's the opposite, really, isn't it? And Kate is over there this morning. Oh, morning, Kate.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Well, one time we were shopping and my dad thought it'd be hilarious to hang bras off the back of my mother's knit jumper as payback for making him go shopping. So she walked out and the security guard was just there laughing and he was gone off down the street absolutely wetting himself.
Hang on a minute. You were in the... So these were the shop's bras.
Yeah.
So it looked like she was robbing them by
placing them on her back.
Yep. Putting them on the back and setting off the beeper as she was leaving the shop.
It was absolutely brilliant. Her face dropped.
Oh my God, you'd be mortified. And Michael texted as well. He said, I keep stealing turf.
Go on, Ray. You start to see a finish.
Michael says...
Thanks, Mike.
Michael texted...
Go on, Ray.
He says, and I quote, I keep stealing turf. I'm a repeat offender.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Michael. With Dacia, celebrating 10 years in Ireland.
Hey, listen, what time is it? It's about damn time. No, it's 29 minutes past 8 o'clock. That's radio. Yeah. Today FM, plenty of music you love. Sorry, what?
I said unbelievable stuff.
Yeah, well, you better believe it, actually. Telly and I held down the fort admirably while he was away.
I'll pass the message on.
Make sure he knows. Ray Foley,
Well, yeah.
Text this morning, 0874 100 102. Raymond will be returning to a normal Friday programming with a blast of The Mix. Yours expectantly, Robin Athboy. Robert, devastating news. I will be doing Mix It Friday at about 8:45 this morning for you. Some banging tunes to start your long weekend. And that joke, I keep stealing turf, I'm a repeat offender. Michael texted in earlier on. It hurts. Oh, I've got a pain in my chest just even repeating the joke.
It's repeating on you.
Oh, it's repeating on me. He keeps stealing turf. He's a repeat offender.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
Eve's over there.
That joke isn't funny if you have to explain it to the kids for 10 minutes. They don't know what peat is. They don't know what turf is.
I know what turf is.
Sorry, was that in the background?
Shut up, ma'am.
One of the kids is like, I know what turf is.
I know what turf
is.
I don't know what either.
And they don't know what the bog is. What? Typical dubs.
Yeah, there it is. Another reason not to have kids, eh?
Today FM's put it on the list. Update. With
Julie Bedot starting out. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good morning. It's 8:37. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. I don't really there. I'm Ray. There's JP.
How are you?
There's Shauna.
Hi.
Maria texted us about Maraid. She says it's not a long weekend until Maraid says it is. Go on then.
La 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 long weekend. 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 Have a great weekend, everybody.
Allergic.
It's official now. Is it official now?
I don't believe it is.
Okay.
No.
Because I have yet to declare it a long weekend. You guys ready?
I think so.
Let's go.
Well, it's a la 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 long weekend. 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 La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. Thank you. Thank you very much. That is, no, really, it's unnecessary. And that's going to be stuck in your head all bloody day. Things haven't been quite the same.
Mark Hogan, FM Travel.
Nice one. Cheers, Mark. Bon long weekend. And we're off and running with your Mix It Friday. If you want to get your texts, shout outs, hellos, how are you? What's going on with you over the next few days? 087 4 100-102. We'll do your shout-outs at the end of the mix. Let's start with the Tamper at Today FM. Justin Timberlake, you can't stop the feeling. This is Today FM, where we play the music you love. Very nice. Thank you. I'll stop, please. Unnecessary. Oh, come on now. Come on now. Shout-outs this morning, 0874-100-102. Say hi to Shay. Ray, the mix has me worried that Today FM has peaked already, and it's not even 9 a.m. Happy long weekend, everyone, from Shay. Love the show. Hey, Shay, not at all. It's all uphill from here, if anything. Francine in Limerick says, love the mix. It's giving me a stitch. I might have to call in sick and make it an extra long weekend. Jen says, best Friday mix ever, bopping around the kitchen. Ray, this might be the best mix of Friday yet. Come on, the long weekend from Colin. Morning, Ray. We're heading to Spain for a week on Sunday. My beautiful wife, Sinead, and my 11-month-old son, Joe. 11-month-old. Oh, good luck with that. Safe travels. Have a great weekend from Niall and Kildare. Love the show, even though I felt like it's 2 p.m. at 9 a.m.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around. And I say happy birthday to Alyssa and Neil from Gory. Alyssa's 14 on Saturday. Neil's 11 on Sunday. From Mum and Dad, love the show. Hey, Richie says, thanks for the laughs during the week. La, 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 long weekend. And hey, guys, the mix at the end is like a dessert at the end of a meal. You've topped me up for the rest of the day from Kelly. Thanks for the lovely message. Hey, have a lovely long weekend. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. And Dave's on the way next.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. With Dad.